Hi. Thank you for coming here. I'm very happy to be here. We're going to have a session about Excel and Power BI and how they're better together. So first question here, anyone here familiar with Microsoft Excel? Raise your hands, don't be shy. Okay, that's good because that will make the session easier for us. So my name is Tzvi, I'm a program manager from the Power BI team. With me is Sharon.
So hello, I'm Sharon, also a senior program manager in Power BI product group. So we are here today. You are all familiar with Excel, also know what it is and probably use it. So we are here in this session. We want to show you how to take what you know in Excel, your existing assets, and how to leverage it and get some extra value with Power BI that you couldn't have otherwise. Okay, so let's just start. So we promised to have a demo-rich session. So why don't we start with a demo? It's the right way to start. So, you know, Power BI is all about extracting insights. Our promise is to quickly extract insights from your business data and be able to share it with the right persons. But not only this, we take the insights and put it in the right context, okay? The right context could be something that is related to the business domain. In this case, for example, I show you a demo of a fleet management. This business runs a fleet. The fleet, for example, in this case, have a few trucks running around and delivering glasses to shops. Okay, so here we have, this is an application, an imaginary company called Northwind Traders. And you can see here that we are going to have some embedded analytics inside their existing application. The application is not about analytics. They just run their business with this application. So let's see. If you imagine a fleet manager, this guy probably needs to know where are their trucks, okay? How are the trucks performing? And what is the status of the delivery? So let's take an example here. I'm going to click a truck here. Wait a minute. And have inside the embedded analytics. So here, in this case, this truck was a red color. So we see it's in a breakdown state. It's not delivering as it should. You have here the driver name, Crystal, a lot of other stuff. But most important, you have the truck delivery status here on the right. Okay. So as promised, I would like to get some quick insights here. So let's see. So we have the orders delivery by product. Okay. So for example, if you go to cocktail glasses, I see that I have quite a big amount of deliverables that are not on time, they are delayed. So I'm going to filter it out, I'm going to cross-filter, I'm going to click it and see what's the impact on the stores. So I see that there is a store called Mi Colombia, and 100% of the goods here is this cocktail glass. So this store is in trouble now because 44% of their glasses are not going to be on time. This is a problem. So this is just a quick demo of how we push the business insights to the right place, to the right context, okay? Now, imagine that this company also has some airplanes, okay? So they have to maintain also airplanes. So let's look at another part of the report here. Just a second. So in this case, we have an airplane engine with all of its parts visualized inside. And imagine yourself someone that has to maintain this engine. Okay, now I want the engine just landed. I want to know what parts to replace, what parts to analyze. So I can go. I have here the list of parts. And I can also isolate them. For example, the cone part here, I'm going to click it. You see, it's the part with the most number of faults here, okay? And I can do it for each and every part in the engine, and this is all powered by Power BI visualizations. So in this example, again, you see how we can provide the analytics and the insights in the context of the app. And here, the magic is the visualization. The visualization is exactly in the terms of the business. It's the engine. So basically, we can visualize everything like this. Now let's go forward and try to see what we have here. with Power BI. So Power BI is a BI system, like any other BI system. It's all the normal capabilities. You can handle data, you can visualize data, you can analyze. But there are a few differentiators that we have, some special things that only Power BI have. So first, we have pre-built reports that are working against dozens of SaaS applications. For example, you can connect to Marketo, you can connect to Salesforce, you can connect to Facebook, and many, many others. And immediately, just by clicking a button, have a lot of reports showing how you perform with this SaaS application. So this is one differentiator. Again, it's all optimized to have the quick insights. Another thing special to Power BI, we have the systems and the infra to make it all real-time. So you can make real-time dashboards, real-time reports, and see the data streaming real-time. And the previous example you can have, for example, you could make the report that the tracks would be real-time on the map, so you can know the exact location in each and every moment. Another point here is that after you have the report ready and built, we provide a few tools to really quickly derive the insights by clicking a button or asking a question. One capability we have is natural Q&A. You just type in your question, and you ask Power BI what you want to know. Hey, Power BI, what is the truck with the lowest delivery rate, for example? We'll demo it a few moments later. Some other stuff here is the auto insights that you can just click a button, and then Power BI is going to show to you a few insights, immediate insights on your data. It's very interesting. In many cases, you can find outliers and any other insights. And this is how you consume Power BI. But also, if you look in the architecture, that is summarized here in the next three bullets. So first, this is a cloud solution. It's all on the cloud. You get all the cloud benefits. Lowered total cost of ownership. It's a fast deployment. You don't have deployment. You just sign in and it's working. It's all scalable. It's all secured. This is the cloud. But having said this, it's all connected to the on-prem because many organizations don't want to have their data on the cloud. They still have it on-prem. They want to keep it there. So Power BI can connect to the on-prem, take the data from there, and show it. So it's like hybrid. It's working on cloud, but with on-prem data. And finally, Power BI is part of the BI stack. It's fully integrated with SQL, with reporting services, analysis services. And this is working great together and provide a lot of additional value. So this is just an intro, quick intro to Power BI for whoever is not familiar with Power BI.
All right, so you're probably thinking at this point, okay, this is all very nice, but what am I going to do with all my Excel files that I worked for years and all my business is running on those Excel files? What do I do with those? I don't want to move all of my data, all my Excel reports to Power BI immediately. I want to do it gradually. So Power BI enables you to not necessarily move everything because Excel is a first-class citizen inside of Power BI, so you can take your Excel workbooks, upload them to Power BI, and still consume them with the full fidelity of Excel Online. This means that you can interact with the workbook, slice and dice, everything that you would do with Excel. And you gain an additional value from uploading this to Power BI. Power BI enables you to set an automatic refresh on your data connections, which is something that no other BI infrastructure can give you. And we'll see that in a minute. An additional value that you get from being an Excel user is that using Excel is the quickest way to create content in Power BI. By quickly, I mean by three clicks, and I'm going to show you this in a demo in a minute. That's actually the fastest way to onboard Power BI. You don't have to upload files necessarily. Just take your insights from Excel, put them in Power BI, and then share them, obviously. So let's start with how we do that. So Power BI has an Excel add-in called Power BI Publisher for Excel. This is the landing page for downloading it. This is an add-in for Excel. It works from Excel 2007 to Excel 2016, so whichever version of Excel you're using, it will work seamlessly. Keep in mind that when you download, you need to download the version, the Bitness version, according to your Office version, not your OS version. But if you make it wrong, don't worry. You will get a warning and be redirected to download the correct one. So once I downloaded it, I have a new tab in my Excel. It's called Power BI. This is a report that I have in my Excel with some slicers, the pivot tables, some nice charts. And I can see here some kind of chart that shows me an insight that the revenue, the year-over-year revenue, is dropping in December. So I might want to share this with some of my colleagues and managers. And Power BI, using the Power BI publisher for Excel, I can do it very quickly. So I log in with my Power BI account. I select the chart or whatever element, in fact, that I want to pin. It can be a free range. It can be a pivot table, a regular table, whatever you wish to pin. I click the pin button over here. And I select the workspace that I want to pin to. In this case, we're working with the Ignite one. Choose the dashboard. Click OK. And I have it on my Power BI dashboard. Now I want to share it. So first we saw three clicks to share. Now we're going to see two more clicks. Three clicks to pin to dashboard, two more clicks to share. I have to enter the email address that I want to share with. I click share, and that's it. All the person that I'm sharing with will get an email message saying that I share this with them. And they can go into this dashboard and see it. What's important to know about this style is that it's refreshable. So if I go back to my Excel file and I change the data changes or something in the original artifact is changed, I can update the tile in Power BI. So in this case, let's just make something that will look pretty visual. I can right-click. There's an option here to pin to Power BI dashboard. And it immediately recognizes that this is already pinned. So I can update it. If I do this quick enough, you'll be able to see the transition in Power BI. So that is updatable. You can update it at any time. All right, so that was the Power BI publisher. But sometimes pinning or sharing just a static image is not quite enough. You need to explore the data. You want to play with it. You want to slice and dice. You want to do everything that you do with your Excel files. You want to keep using the pivot tables. You want to have your grid calculations. And you want to use the rich formatting, the endless formatting that Excel brings you. So Power BI also enables that. You can upload your report, your Excel report, to Power BI, consume it in Power BI, and share it, of course, with all the sharing methodologies that Power BI has. And let's see how that works. So I'm going to start by going back to Excel. Oh, wait. Wrong screen. Okay. By going back to Excel, this is Excel 2016. In Excel 2016, Power BI is natively integrated into Excel 2016. You don't necessarily have to use Excel 2016. You can do it also from the Power BI service. This is just an easier way to do it if you're using Excel 2016. And just to prove a point that we're not kidding by saying that Power BI and Excel are deeply integrated one into another. It's not just one way or the other. So you can see here that I'm logged in with my account. I can select the workspace that I want to pin to, and there are two buttons here. We'll focus on the first one. The first one says upload your workbook to Power BI, which means that after you upload it, you can interact with it like you would do with it in Excel Online. You can pin selection to the dashboard like we've seen before. I'm going to show you how it's done in the service. And you can share it with whatever Power BI does for sharing. So I'm going to spare a few seconds and show you it already in the service. You can see here that there is a little icon that says Excel Workbook. I've already uploaded. It's important to know that what is uploaded is a copy of your workbook. If it's something from your local machine, you can upload workbooks from wherever you want. If it's something from your local machine, then it's a copy. But there is also an option to upload from SharePoint Online or from your OneDrive for Business, and that will keep a live connection to your workbook on the SharePoint or OneDrive for Business. So this is the Excel that I had, and you can see that everything is working. I could slice and dice. Do everything that I've done in Power BI. Another thing to that is important to know that this is an exploration session. Once I'm in here and I'm starting to play with a workbook, this is an exploration session. It is not saved back to the file. And so at any point, I can go and do reload and go back to the original version that I have. If I want to load a new version, I have to upload it again. So let's take this pivot table, which you can see that I can also explore in the pivot table. And there's a button here that says pin, and this does exactly what we've seen before. This pins the pivot tables to the dashboard. So I'm also going to pin the dashboard, the pivot table to the dashboard. Since this is a pivot table and I've selected all of it, if the pivot table changes, let's say that there's an additional column at some point that I'm adding or additional rows, the tile on the dashboard will be updated automatically. And you can see here that it was pinned to the dashboard. And again, I can share it with all of the different sharing methods that Power BI has. So we saw the sharing of the dashboard that we've seen before. There is another way to share it through groups. And you can see here that right now I'm in a group, I'm not in my workspace. And that means that all the members in the group can view all the content that is in the group. That means that all the members are actually sharing all the content. The third one is content packs. And content packs are a way to distribute content in Power BI. So you can think of it like the App Store model. Someone is creating some kind of content zipped like in some kind of a package, and then he can distribute it to the organization, and consumers can download it and deploy it on their Power BI account. And you can see here that Excel is also a participant of the content packs.
Okay, so just to recap, Zvi showed you how you can easily take what you have, all your Excel reports, and get additional quick value. First, you share what's focused, what you're focused on, what you matter the most, what you care about. You can take only part of the Excel report, put it in a Power BI dashboard and share it, controlled sharing, and then you can connect the Excel reports to on-prem data, which is also a very unique value that is offered here. And also then you can keep all your Excel investments with the power pivots, with the conditional formatting, all of this. So it's all great. It's all working very quickly. You can do it actually in a few clicks, like Tiki showed you. But then you can take it to the next level and create Power BI modern reports and leverage the data you have in Excel to make some modern reports. And the way to do it is a little different than shown until now. So now we are starting something new. So We extract the Excel data, I'm going to demo it in a few moments, and create a native Power BI report. And a native Power BI report has a lot of goodies here. So first, you have a modern report. It's interactive. You can cross-filter. You can touch the data with your hands, as we say. You can really try and play with it. And then you have a lot of levels of visualizations, right? So as you've seen before, first you have the first level, first tier of visualization, which is inside Power BI, the classical line chart, bubble chart, all this sort. Then you have the custom visuals. We have today 62 custom visuals that are trying to make another step, like the engine demo that you've seen before, or any graphical layout you can design with a synoptic panel, and many others of visuals. So then you can take it to another level of visualization. All of this, by the way, is open source in GitHub, so you can also design your own visuals if it's not enough for you. And then you have another tier, the third tier, which is R visuals. So if someone here knows R, you can program actually your visuals. You can just write code leveraging the power of R with 8,000 packages and create your own programmatic visual. So we have three layers of visuals. So basically you can visualize whatever you want in any way you want. Okay, and then you have the natural language. So if the report is modern, you can ask questions and just interact with it in a natural way. And also with Cortana. We have integration with Cortana, so it also could be done by voice, actually, not just by writing. So it's another cool way to derive insight. You just ask, literally ask, vocally ask, and then you receive an answer. And then also the automatic insights, which we're going to demo right away. Another layer that we didn't discuss until now is the advanced analytics. So we have, again, two layers of advanced analytics. First layer is built into Power BI. So you can go for each and every data set or visual and try to create some, for example, forecasting, layout detection, or try to make a linear regression, this kind of stuff. And then you have R integration. You can use R to cleanse data, to visualize data, and then you add an advanced analytic depth, like you can create clustering and many others, like decision trees, many other advanced analytic things. So now you have a great report, it's working with all the goodies, but you want to monitor it, okay? So you can also add data-driven alerts. For example, if you are monitoring a KPI of your business, you can set it to send you an alert whenever the KPI exceeds a certain threshold, and then you can really be, know what's happening on your business. Last thing, it's more like a technical feature, but it's very, very important. It's a role-level security. Actually, I'm going to demo it right away. So let's start with a demo. So the demo is about a modern business report. So let's see how it works. This is Power BI desktop here. This is something that you can freely download from powerbi.com. You just download it. You can use it immediately, create report. And now we're going in a different way. We're not going to take existing Excel reports. We're going to create a new report based on Excel data. How it works? Here you have an option to import, okay? So you import an Excel workbook. So I'm going to import the original report that we had before. It's called Customer Profitability Report. And now watch carefully because you are going to see what's going to happen now. So we have a disclaimer here, and then you see it's creating the data model. Then you have the queries, then you have the data model, then you have the KPIs and measures. And it's all imported inside Power BI desktop. So I have it all here in the right. So you have the data, you can see the tabular, and you can see also the relationship here. Okay, it's all imported, the relationship between the tables, the data model, it's all in here. And now I can start creating the report. I can drag visuals here and start, I'm not going to make the report now because it takes a while, it takes a few minutes, so I just prepared a report for it. So this is a very simple report I prepared, showing a sales team scorecard, some performance, for example, some geography, where the sales happening, revenue by region, some performance of the salesperson, and this sort of folks. Of course, you can all cross-filter it here in place. You can filter it from the outside. You can do many things here, okay? So it's all great. You have a report, and basically you can now publish it, and then it's going to the cloud, Power BI service. But before you do that, you may want to make a separation between, for example, the salesperson. You have the East Coast and the West Coast, right? And you don't want each team to see the other team's performance, right? So Power BI offers here a capability called RLS, role level security. So it's working like this. You have to define roles here. Okay, so in this case, we have predefined a few roles, like management and sales per region here. And let's take, for example, sales east. So here you have all the tables in the data model. And when you define what this role can see, it's a simple, very, very simple DAX. Okay, so in this case, it's a region equals east. And this is how you define the role. Later on, I'm going to show you how I associate a specific person to this role. So I have the roles defined, and now I can also test it, actually. So let's see. For example, if I am an East Coast salesman, you see, it's showing only my data, only the East Coast here. So this is how, and you can see from the user perspective how it's going to look like. Okay. So now the next step after your report is ready, of course, all of these data connections could be based on on-premises, like SQL, analysis services. We have, just to show you here, around 70 possibilities to connect with. Actually, we connect to everything, like files, databases, SaaS applications, many others. And here again, R come into the picture. If it's not enough, you can program your connector. So you can just write the code to make the connector do things for you. Okay, so let's say we publish it to the service, and now I'm going to the service. Oh, it's okay. So let's I'm going to show you how I am going to associate a person to a report. So if you go here to the data set, all of the role level security is working above the data set. It's actually filtering the data. So you have a security tab here. You can take a role, in this case the East, and add a person. Sean is the East Coast guy, and he's going to see only the East Coast performance. Okay? So I have another browser here, in private browser. This is Sean here. So let's see what Sean sees, okay? So if Sean is going to log in into Power BI, he's going to see only the East Coast. So this is exactly how RLS works. Of course, you can do some more sophisticated stuff and dynamic queries and really go crazy with this. So I'm going back to the normal report now. And here, you see that I can pin each of these visuals to a dashboard. And a dashboard is intended to show you some focused stuff. So if I don't want to, for example, you have an executive or a senior management level or someone who just monitors the business, you don't want to share the complete report. You want only to share what you care about. So you can take only this piece and put it in a dashboard. Of course, it's all going to be refreshed. And this person can monitor it. But then you have some other goodies. So first one is Q&A. So for example, I want to know what's going on in the East Coast. Like, right, we are talking about East Coast today. So let's see. I'm going to ask gross margin percentage by state in the East Coast as map. So you see I have a map here in the East Coast. I have a typo here, and this is why I don't see only. Okay, great. So I see now the East Coast. It's exactly, I just asked Power BI what I want to know. And as I said before, it's all optimized to derive insights, right? So I already can see, sorry folks, I can see some insights here. So you can see that Pennsylvania is doing quite well, but if you look at Massachusetts or Boston, they're not doing well, and now you can start working with these insights. So this is another thing here. And just wanted to show you the quick insights here. So if you go to a data set, you can click quick insights here. You're going to have now a very interesting quick insight about sales folks. So you see, let's look at this, for example. There is a correlation between the revenue and the sum of travel expenses. So actually, it makes sense. So if you pay a lot of travel expenses to the sales folks, they travel around, go meet a lot of customers, sells more, and then you get more revenue. So this is a funny way to look at it. Of course, maybe it's not the reason. It's only a correlation. You don't know what's the real reason for this, but it's already an interesting insight. So if I would be an exec in this company, I would probably increase the travel expense to the salesperson and encourage them to travel more and sell more. So this was the demo about how can you leverage Power BI with the modern stuff in it. Okay.
So until now, we saw how we can move like from Excel, use Excel in Power BI, and then use modern BI and leverage your existing Excel assets. But Excel also brings unique value into Power BI, and that is by enabling you to connect from your Excel to Power BI, to your data in Power BI, and analyze it through pivot tables with a direct query to Power BI. So imagine if you're a financial analyst and you need to go through some data, maybe do ad hoc analysis. Maybe your management is used to seeing reports in the tabular way, the Excel way. So Power BI enables you to connect from Excel and connect to the data in Power BI, analyze it in Excel. We call this analyze in Excel. I'm going to show you how it works. The important thing to remember about analyze in Excel is that it still honors and enforces the row level security. So that means that if I connect from Excel with some like this Sean guy, who only has access to the east side sales, he will only see his data on the east side. And I'm going to show you how that works. OK, so go back to Excel, to our Power BI tab. There's another tab here called connect to data. But first, I want to show you that I'm connected with this guy, Sean, that he is the East Coast sales guy. When I click it, dialog opens, quite similar to what we've seen before. I need to select my workspace. And then the report or the data set that I want to connect to. In this case, I'm going to select the one that already has RLS in place. And I'm going to press connect. What happens now is that there is a connection string created to connect to Power BI. And on top, there is a pivot table. Now, there's another way to do this that I want to show you before we move on. And that's from the service. The service, not from here. The service has an option to analyze in Excel also. And what this will require you is to download a set of Excel libraries in order for Excel to know how to connect to Power BI, because it doesn't come natively yet inside of Excel. It will be in the next versions of Excel, the next updates. So once you upload the libraries, then you download a file that defines the connection string to Power BI, and then you can do the same thing. So the reason I wanted to show you this is because if you have the Power BI publisher, it's much easier. You don't need to install and download anything. All the libraries come built in inside of the publisher. All you have to do is to click a button. All right, so we see here the pivot table on top of the connection to Power BI. Remember, this is data that is in Power BI. The connection here is live. There's no data in my Excel right now. And you can see here that the data is similar to what you've seen before. So let's look at again at the gross margin, for example. And let's do it by state. Now you can see here that you're not seeing all the states, and that's because this guy is only has only access to the East Coast. If I add region here, you'll be able to see that this is all in the East Coast. There's nothing out of the West Coast. I can go on and do some ad hoc analysis, add all kind of columns into this table. And eventually, like we've seen before, if you get to some kind of an insight, you can share it using the pinning capability that is built in. So I can go here and pin, and I can pin this to the dashboard and share it. One more thing that I wanted to mention, we talked about this before, that's the ability, once you have your Excel file in Power BI, is to automatically refresh it. So I forgot to mention this before, but if you see here your Excel file, once you click on the ellipsis here, you can set schedule refresh. Now, this is a unique value that Power BI brings on top of Excel. You can have your data connections from the cloud or from on-premises. They both will work. And you can schedule a refresh here to do daily or up to even 8 times a day. And Power BI will initiate the data refresh all of your connections. And once you go into Power BI to view your workbook, you don't have to refresh it yourself. It just automatically refreshes. So forget about like waiting for a few minutes in your Excel desktop to refresh your data and only then do your analysis or reporting. Okay, so let's go back.
Okay, so you've seen how you can leverage Excel quickly in Power BI and how you can make great, amazing reports. And do you think your work is done here? So probably no. The hard work starts only now. So what you have to do is now take the insight you generated and share them with stakeholders and convince them that you're telling a true story, and then you can make the impact, right? So this is the real, real impact in Power BI. And what would be a better way to do it rather than taking a PowerPoint and telling the story, right? So actually today we are adding, we have talked a lot about Excel, but we're adding something new now, and it's the ability to export Power BI to PowerPoint. It's going to be available in a preview mode actually in a few days from now. And we are announcing it right now today, so excitement right now. Yeah, and I'm going to demo it right now. I know also it was in Power BI, we have something called user voice, and we hear you. It was one of the top asks in the user voice, and we have just implemented it. So I'm going to show how it works. I need to make a quick preparation here. So I'm going to show it from a test environment. So now also we talked about the goodies of Power BI. We, until it loads, we didn't mention... So I'm going to switch here until it's... Okay, I'm going to demo it from another environment.
There.
So we have to switch to... 7. Okay.
There we go.
So here you have a report, for example, and you may want to, wait a minute.
Yes,
Okay. So you may want to export it to PowerPoint. So if you know this, whoever knows Power BI here, you have a few options here, like publish to web, print, save as. Here you have something new here. So it's export to PowerPoint. You click this button. It's working a few seconds. And then you're going to have a new PowerPoint downloaded here to your desktop. This is an internal testing environment now. And you'll see in a few seconds how the PowerPoint generated is optimized to tell the story. Okay, so I have it already downloaded here. I'm going to open it for you.
Wait, it opened here?
Yeah.
There we go.
Here it is. So you see we have the cover page with the report title. You have here a link to the real Power BI report, so you can always go back to the report. You have some metadata here when it was refreshed, downloaded, so on. And then if the report has a few pages, every page in the report is generated here in the PowerPoint. So it's a new PowerPoint page. And all the pictures here are high definition, so you can really play with them, embed them in other places. So, and also you have the titles here, and if you would add slicers, you'll see it all here. So everything is copied here to PowerPoint, and all you have to do now is just add your story here, and the story is going to be based on data. So this is the demo of Power BI.
Yeah.
Yeah, the charts are currently they're static. Absolutely. It's like images. So the question, does it create a public URL? No, it's as opposed to publish to web, it's still an internal URL. So you must have a Power BI user to access this URL.
Yeah, so the image will have a link to go to the original report, but you still need to have a Power BI user to view it, of course.
Any other questions about this? Okay.
So this is coming out preview in about a week or so. We will announce it in the Power BI blog once it will be available publicly. All right. So let's recap what we've seen here today. We started from taking Excel file assets in Excel that you have already in your business, things that runs your business, that you've been working on for years to create, and that you don't necessarily want to immediately port into Power BI. And you can get immediate value very quickly by using the Power BI publisher, the Excel add-in, and pin your Excel insight to Power BI dashboard and share it with your colleagues in Power BI. And then we moved on to see how you can take your Excel reports, upload them to Power BI, and still have the interactivity of Excel, still slice and dice, and that way you can actually share the Excel files in Power BI, whether you need them still as reports or present them to during meetings or as general reports. Unique value that you get out of uploading your Excel to Power BI is the ability to automatically refresh your data. So you don't have to do it manually or through all kinds of hacks or external programs on your desktop. It's in the cloud, and it's also always refresh. Then we moved on, and Sharon showed you how to modernize your BI. Take your Excel, take the data out of Excel, and create modern reports, cross-filter, use advanced analytics, natural language queries like Q&A, and quick insights, all the things that you could ask for a modern BI. So we saw how you can gradually move from Excel to Power BI, but still keep your Excel assets and use them. And the last thing that we saw is analyze in Excel, and that's how Excel actually brings added value to Power BI users, and that's the ability to connect from Excel to Power BI data and analyze the data with pivot tables. So takeaways that we would like you to take from this. I don't know, this is a lot of information. I hope that you get a chance to think about this for a few minutes and soak it in. But the key takeaways that we want you to take from here is that one, this is not an either or option. This is, you can use the tool of your choice. If you want to still use Excel, use Excel. If you add Power BI to it, you get added value of automatic refreshes and sharing. If you want to use Power BI, you can use Power BI. If you use Excel with it, you get additional value of analyzing your data in Excel. So you can still use the tool of your choice. If you combine them together, you get something that is bigger than the sum of its parts. It's 1 + 1 = 3. You get unique value from both sides. And with that said, if you have any questions, we'll be taking them now.
Sir. You can go to the mic if you want, if not, there's a shout.
There's a microphone here.
Okay. How about Power BI interfacing with SharePoint? Is it possible to publish Power BI on your SharePoint site or dashboard in SharePoint?
You mean a report, Power BI report?
Just to repeat the question. So the question was if you can embed Power BI into SharePoint, right? Okay. So currently it's still not there, but we are working hard on this, actually. So it happens to be that it's on our group as well. And yes, it's going to be in a very soon time frame. I cannot disclose exact time frames, but this is something on the way. Yeah?
Okay. You showed a number of options for getting data from Excel into Power BI. The one I didn't see you show that I've been working with lately, and I'm trying to understand the difference, is in the web console for Power BI, there is a go to data sources, click on the data sources, select a file, Excel is one of those options, and bring it in, and then it gives you two options of right. What you can do. And I'm unclear, firstly, about what the difference is between those two options and what and how those compare to what you showed us.
Great. So I just will repeat the question. So when you import an Excel file from Power BI service, you have two options. And what is the difference between the options? So maybe you would show.
So I'm not sure if I understood. Let me just go through the flow and tell me if that's what you mean. So you can get data, right, into Power BI, then you select files, and let's say that you select, you can select either a local file or OneDrive, it doesn't matter. Excel supports both, so let's say that I want to bring this file. And now I get into this split screen that says, what do you want to do? Do you want to import or do you want to upload? So we saw that similar dialogue in Excel 2016, which said, do you want to upload or do you want to extract? So import is taking just the data from your Excel file, like Sharon said, like Sharon showed in the desktop, and create the Power BI reports on top. So that's like modernize your reports. If you do upload, this just takes the Excel file, uploads it, and you can consume it as an Excel report in Power BI. All right? Sir.
You demonstrated the airplane engine model as you interacted with the non-expert data. Could you talk a little bit about how that was implemented?
Yeah, so I'll just repeat the question. You have demonstrated the engine model. How is it implemented? So, yeah, I'll be glad to show it. Let me switch to my PC.
Yeah, so I'll talk while you're putting this on. This is called a custom visual. This is a way to extend visualizations by partners, by the community in Power BI. There's a gallery. This is a public gallery that you can go into Power BI. It's in visuals.powerbi.com and download. There are 60 currently visuals there. And that is a way actually to extend the visualization and have Power BI as the de facto visualization engine out there for BI. And you just need to write a few or many codes of JavaScript and use D3 maybe to create your own custom visuals. And actually there are companies, organizations that are doing proprietary ones. So like you saw the engine, So that's something that supposedly like Boeing would do, or any jet engine companies would do. You can imagine doing this for any company out there.
So adding a few points here. So in particular, the engine was implemented by a custom visual called Synoptic Panel. So in Synoptic Panel, you upload an SVG file, which just describes a graphical layout. So you can draw whatever you want. Either it's a sail floor or an engine or everything you want. And then you can attach parts of this panel to some data. So in the engine, we attached fault stats into the engine parts. Here, for example, in the sample you have here, you have a floor plan, and you can attach some information into it. Okay, and having said this, it's all open source in GitHub, so you can see the code of all of these visuals, also Power BI visuals, so you can elaborate and make them even better. Okay, next question.
Yes.
Are the visuals persistent for designers particularly? So I downloaded the visual, I use it. Now I want to share something that I want someone else to be able to modify. When they modify it in the studio tool, is that visual persistent?
So I'm not sure I understand the question, whether the visual is persistent. So. Yeah.
So I download the visual, I get it to use it in the Power BI designer, I work with it, I create something, I publish it, and now I want someone else who's a different designer to be able to modify it. In their designer environment, do they see that visual?
Yeah, if it's the same visual, if it's the same like file, yes, you can see it across the desktop and the service and the mobile. If you modified it, like you created a different file, a different custom visual, then you would have to, it's part of the report, so you have to share this one again, and that will also be available to anyone that you share it with. Okay?
Okay. Another question?
The visuals, does it just work with desktop, or does it also work with the
service? So does the custom visuals work with desktop and service? It's working both.
And
also the mobile. We forgot to mention it, but all of the Power BI works seamlessly on mobile, iOS, Windows, Android, all working like a magic. You just download the app and you see all your stuff in there. It's all interactive and, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Next question.
Can you schedule data upload from on-prem data sources?
Yes. So, so you can schedule data refresh from on-prem data sources. There is something that you need to do. You need to install a Power BI gateway. So that will be the way for a Power BI cloud service to reach the on-premise data. Usually this is done, you can either do it personally, it's more recommended to do this through the enterprise gateway, which involves also IT. Having said that, analysis services direct queries are still not supported for workbooks. They are supported for Power BI reports, but for Excel workbooks, they're still not supported.
Okay, another question there in the back, the last one.
Yeah. So
So just repeat the question. If we link it to a database and not to an Excel, are any of the features compromised? So I'm not sure what features you refer to, but basically no. Everything you connect to, the report works, refreshed. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where the data came from. What matters is that it's in Power BI. And once it's in Power BI, it all works.
Okay, another question here. It's going to be in some quarter, definitely. I cannot disclose the date, but it's really
it's in the works.
It's a strong statement in the near term, okay? Really near term. I don't know.
Okay. Don't quote us. Okay. Yeah, you're in the back. Sorry.
Could you just repeat that? I want to make sure I heard it correctly. Publishing to SharePoint is coming? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it will be coming. Okay. It's in the works, yeah.
Yeah, you can share with groups, but this has to be security groups, right? So if you of course work with Azure Active Directory. So sometimes I've seen customers trying to share with a distribution list. It's not working. It must be, usually it's a security group that has above an Office 365 group.
Yeah, but you can share outside of your tenant. I mean, the functionality will be a little bit degraded because obviously people outside your organization will not be able to edit anything, but they will be able to view.
Okay, another question here?
When I wanted to crush down on the on-prem, let's say, analysis services, I did see the proxy setting or the express setting. I'm assuming it's connected to the on-prem. Can you speak about that?
Sorry, can you repeat? Can you repeat that?
I want to connect from Power BI.
Yeah. Yes.
My analysis service is protected.
Yeah. So like I've shown it before, you have, you mean for the refresh, the schedule refresh? Yeah, so you have to, sorry. So you need to have an enterprise gateway that you need to install somewhere in your organization that will enable Power BI to go through the outside boundaries to the inside boundaries of your on-premise. Once you have that, you can...
Download it from here, just to show you.
Yeah.
So you just download it there. You click a button.
Data gateway, so you can download data gateway. Yeah, you have an agent. Then you configure it. The configuration is done from the cloud. So you don't have to configure anything other than a username and password on the gateway. So everything is configured from the cloud. And eventually, when you schedule a refresh, I have to find someone that I can do here. Yeah. OK. And then you will have the data connection. You will select your gateway. Then you need to enter your credentials. And then you can schedule the refresh. Yeah, in a way, yeah.
It's working in a way that it pulls data from the cloud. So, like, the gateways always contacts the cloud endpoint and pulls the data. So it's not really exposed. You don't have to open...
It's a secure connection.
Yeah, you don't have to open a firewall hole or something like this.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Just to follow up on the refresh, can I tie to my enterprise scheduler?
What do you mean?
My queue refreshes not at a specific time.
Oh, yeah, there is no event that you can say, okay, I'm going to do some event that says, okay, I want to refresh now. But you can schedule refresh like hourly, like 8 times a day. So you can schedule it for a certain hour that you know that usually the analysis services finishes the work. So if the analysis services takes like 4 hours, then you can schedule it like an hour or two later.
And you can always...
But there's no event mechanism. Yeah.
You have refresh now, another option. So you can just manually refresh now.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. We do have some APIs, though, that support it. Not PowerShell, but yeah, we have some REST API that it's in the works to support the refresh now, but yes.
So the on-premise version of Power BI would be reporting services. And right now, it also has DataXen, and you can also publish to Power BI from reporting services. And it has modern BI analytics and reports. So the answer is yes, it's not specifically Power BI. But if you compare the capabilities, they're quite similar. But you would use reporting services.
Yeah, but also reporting services is adding a feature that it can serve PBIX files. So if you're going to develop a report with PBIX, Power BI Desktop, you can upload it to reporting services. So this is something new that they're doing. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, so we're not the team that handles this, but I can forward your ask. I'll give you, come here, I'll give you my card, and you can send me an email. I'll send it down the pipes. Okay.
Does Power BI, like Azure, support multiple regions? I'm from Europe, so there's, you know, data security, these kind of things.
Yeah.
Can I have, like, a European Power BI assured, or is it one of these things?
Yeah, so Power BI has a cluster for in Azure for each of the continents. It even has several, one inside the US, So there are two, I think, today in Europe. If you're talking about regulation issues, then there's the private cloud that is in the works. I don't have dates for you, but it will be available at some point. If you're talking about governments or,
So there are some specific clouds, for example, from Germany, for China, for there are.
So there will be a private cloud for Germany.
Yeah,
And Power BI will be there also.
Any other questions?
All right.
Well done. Thank you very much. Don't forget to rate us somewhere around 5.